Now it's time for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds very different from our own. Dr. Gary Yarbrough practices family medicine in Parsons, Kansas, where he still does house calls. He's written about his more memorable patients in the book House Calls. Dr. Yarbrough, good to have you back with us again. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
When we last spoke to you in May, Doctor, we left off with a promise to explain how you arrive at the figure of $46 for an office call. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, I'm 64 years old, and there is no way that I could afford to do an electronic health record system, which for a one- or two-doctor office averages $250,000 the first year in total cost.
Wow.
I couldn't afford the $82,000 it was going to cost to switch over to the ICD-10 diagnosis coding system, again, because of my age. And there were no provisions made in Obamacare or the HITECH Act for older physicians like myself. Hmm. Now, 60% of the cost of health care is the cost of insurance, the cost of coding a procedure, coding a diagnosis, sending in a claim, appealing a denied claim. Paperwork, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the average office call would run around $100 to $115. So I decided, well, I'm not going to do insurance because I cannot afford to do it electronically the way they want anymore. So I'll just drop that 60% and charge $46.
Now,
I tied it to the postage stamp.
$46. That's what a postage stamp costs these days.
46 cents for a postage stamp, you bet. I decided that'd be a fair way to do it.
How do your patients feel about all this?
I lost a large number of them because they say, well, I have to pay for that insurance. And I said, yes, you do. I understand. And so they decided to go elsewhere. But a lot of them stayed with me because they said, well, you take the time, you know, to explain things and answer questions. I see a patient an hour, at the very most, two an hour. And that gives me the time to treat people as human beings and not an assembly line.
How often does that still happen, do you think, Doctor?
Does what still happen, Steve?
This idea of spending time, doctors spending time with their patients.
Probably not too often.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're... Hear you say that 60% of the cost is all paperwork, and I sense some obvious frustration on your end that's the case.
Well, it does, and it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is that much. The cost of complying with all of these varying insurance company regulations and varying formularies, varying criteria for what justifies a short versus medium versus long visit. It's a real headache.
You know, I was really struck by your story in House Calls. You talk about a number of people from the Amish community who are among your patients. And in the book, you tell the story of the first Swiss Amish patient you had. His name was Noah. His story, yes. It struck me, it illustrates an approach to medical care that I found eye-popping. Can you tell us what Noah factored, you know, what he factored into his decision not to accept life-saving care?
The cost to his community.
They all pitched in to help, right?
They all would pitch in to help one another. And he had had previous hip replacements. He'd had a previous cardiac stent, I believe. And he just did not want to charge the community. He felt he did not want to be a burden on everybody.
So how did you deal with him? How did you approach that situation, given what your own obligations are as a doctor?
Well, basically, I respected his wishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have that, that's a primary obligation. When the patient is perfectly sane, of sound mind, and does not wish to have extraordinary measures done, one must respect that.
Tell us a little bit about his history and what you were sort of struggling with and dealing with towards the end of Noah's life.
Well, he had been given alternative service during the period where there was a draft because the Amish don't serve in the military, and he had worked in a hospital in the mental ward. but also on some other wards. And so he knew a lot about how the medical system worked. He just did not want to be a burden. He knew it would be very costly to have a cardiac catheterization and further stents or bypass surgery, and he just did not want to do that.
And that's so different than the stories we tend to hear today with most patients.
Yeah, a lot of people want everything done regardless of cost, especially if somebody else is paying for it. But he did not want to do that. He felt that, you know, this earth was not his home. His ultimate home was in heaven, and he could accept passing out of this life.
I sense that you admired him a little bit.
I did. Here was a man who lived his convictions. There was no hypocrisy.
Well, Doctor, thank you for taking the time with us. Again, Dr. Gary Yarborough is a family physician. He's the author of House Calls. He came to us this morning from Parsons, Kansas. And, Doctor, thanks again. We sure appreciate it.
You're sure welcome, Steve.